This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Anytime, hilarious D.
Yo, bravo, tip of pay, because it's as easy as pie to get paid.
Hilarious D, the line is bravo, tip or pay, the cashless way, and it's safe, simple, and secure to send money every day.
Okay, bravo, tip of pay. It's as simple as popping a pimple. Yo.
Okay, this is not working. Marge, is J-Rob the Chief still in studio? Send him in.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, J-Rob the Chief, and I'm rocking with Bravo. You can tip or pay the cashless way. It helps my fans send me a few dimes so I can keep making these lovely rhymes for y'all. To get started, it's easy as 1, 2, 3, and if you receive money, it's always free. So join the Bravo squad like we all have done. You'll be part of the tipping and paying fun. Chief squad to the day.
Okay, that's a wrap.
Just go to trybravo.com if you want and need a simple and safe way to tip, pay, or donate money to a friend, musician, your dog groomer, or even a church. They'll get the full amount in their bank account with only a small fee to you. Trybravo.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show coming at you right here. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Orly, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I was just reading some notes here on my fancy paper.
Really just wrote, we're going to have snacks on that plate.
Oh, but you gave me like 12 plates, so.
Oh, because I expected you to have 12 snacks.
Yeah, I couldn't find the supply room when I got here today, so.
No one can because we pretty much are doing the show from the supply room.
Is that what it is?
All right, everybody. We're going to go to our new camera shot that Lady K wanted. So there you go, Lady K. We're up close and personal.
I thought I was going to go to a camera underneath the table.
That would have been a Christmas.
Crotch shot.
Crotch shot. That would have been a Krima present. we're going to start the show off with a snack. Because we know we love to eat here on the snack. So I took a tour, or I took a little trip this past weekend, and I'll get into more about that, but I found this really these really cool locally grown products, and I love supporting local business. We're a local business here in Arizona, so I found these Arizona jalapeno, fiery jalapeno popcorn.
You said grown, so did they grow that popcorn?
I think the corn is grown here, and my camera shot is really, really low.
You're shrinking.
I don't like that whatsoever, so we're going to go to Orly for a second here while I fix that.
Oh, now that's a perfect camera shot.
Pat for me, Orly.
Okay, let me see the popcorn. I'm going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about. Okay. So we got this popcorn called Arizona Fiery Jalapeno Popcorn. It's made in Chandler, but you bought it out in the desert.
Yeah, Dateland, Arizona is where it was.
So it's not really a souvenir from out of town. It's a souvenir from down the road.
Well, I guess it's a company that reaches out to Dateland, Arizona, because that's where I was. I went to Dateland, Arizona, and that's where I found the fiery popcorn.
I mean, because it'd be like me being like, I went to Mexico this weekend, and I bought this fancy souvenir, and it was made in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's very true. So we're going to try this. Unfortunately, Philippius won't be able to try any of this because, you know, he's got a little tummy issues going on. But we're going to pop these suckers open, and we're going to try these right here on the air.
So to kind of get our own bag?
No, let's share a bag because we might want to give that away later on in the show. You don't mind sharing with me. I'll pour it out on the...
As long as you don't stick your grimy booger hands in there.
Yeah, you know, because, hey, don't worry about it. My fingers are clean. I've had them in my nose all day.
You won't be able to tell because those are green.
That's disgusting.
I eat after a three-year-old, so it doesn't matter. I'll drink after my three-year-old, and my wife grosses out.
But that's your own... Oh, these already smell... Pretty like, darn good.
Like they're going to poop everywhere.
Yeah, these are going to be bad. Here, I'll pass those over to you, Orly.
Is it like kettle corn style, but jalapeno?
It's almost like kettle corn style. It's pretty much just popped popcorn, and it seems like jalapeno flavoring has been drizzled over it.
It doesn't smell spicy.
It doesn't smell spicy at all. So let's...
I think of Slimer from Ghostbusters when I'm looking at it.
Let's have it all go here. Okay, I got a little... Oh!
It's a weird taste, but it's not hot.
I'm getting the heat. It's sweet, though.
Yeah, it's a weird...
Why am I getting sweet?
Because it looks like it's glazed with some kind of, I don't know,
sugary
kettle.
Goodness. Oh, it's kind of spicy. It's kicking in.
Wow.
I've only had one piece.
I had one piece, too, and it's kicked in.
I'm going to have to take some to the wife. She likes hot.
Oh, wow. Dude, these are actually pretty darn good.
And Yeah, it's sugary. What do the ingredients say?
Yeah, what does the ingredient give us?
Sugar, air popped corn, corn syrup, some word I don't know how to pronounce, soybean oil, natural artificial flavoring.
All right, that's probably where the green comes from.
I would give them a shout out, a website, people get it, but
they don't have one. Yeah, they don't have one at all. You know what? These aren't half bad. Lips, I'm sorry you're not able to join them.
It's all right.
It's a great flavor. The heat is on the back palate.
Yeah.
I'm getting the heat down the throat, which is great for radio. The heat is on the back palate. It still has the saltiness of a popcorn. It's got the crunchiness of a kettle corn. And it also has a level of sweetness as a kettle corn.
I somehow got like a burn through my nose.
I am too. My sinuses yeah. are clearing up, which are great because I need my sinuses cleared up. Because last show, I just sounded like this the whole show. And Ruth was listening and I was like, oh, crap. I sound like crap. She's a seasoned professional. What do you think, Orly?
It's good. I like it. I don't know if I can eat a whole bag. It's starting to burn my throat, though, like you said.
It's starting to burn mine as well.
And we have no water left.
That's not good. Two-bit operation, we're now down to one bit.
Yeah.
We're now down to a one-bit operation. All right, well, I'm going to smash a couple more handfuls of these popcorn. So, Lip, you can go ahead and just start showing her if you feel like it, buddy.
All righty, then. Thank you. Go ahead.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood, 1930. The Warner Brothers studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artist toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control.
Boingy, 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 boingy.
The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
Live from the BDB Radio Network Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze, with Philippius and Orly. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Lip, give me a little bit more level and a little bit more high on this microphone, if you will, sir. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show, folks. Heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car Aha Radio app, and always available on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Fat Guy Radio, all one word as well. Today's show, Shoddy Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Today's show is brought to you by the hottest new app available in the iTunes Store and the Google Play Store. Tico, poo, go! For your smartphone, download the free Bravo Tip or Pay app. Folks, we are so happy to have the Bravo Tip or Pay app representing on this show. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is a simple, easy way to tip or pay. Avoid having to donate up to $7 to withdraw cash from an ATM to tip a driver, barista, waitress, or a bellhop. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is a safe, secure way to say thank you with a couple of bucks. Here's the thing. If you have like a coffee shop you frequent and your favorite barista brews your cup of Joe just the way you like it, when you leave a tip in that little tip jar that they have sitting next to the cash register, those tips are split up amongst everybody, and some of your monies maybe going to somebody that you don't care for. You know, the one barista that just don't seem to get enough espresso out of the espresso expressor. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. The Bravo Tip or Pay app avoids all that. If you have the Bravo Tip or Pay app, which you should get at trybravo.com, and your favorite barista doesn't know about it, tell them about it. They can get it for free, too. And then, boom, bam, you just go right to the Bravo Tip or Pay app, type in that favorite barista's name, send them a couple of dollars, boom, bam, right to them. And you just pay a couple of cents on the dollar just to send it for a little transaction fee. Nothing big at all. And it's sure as a transaction fee, sure as hell ain't as big as, you know, up to $7 to withdraw a $20 bill when you just want to give a $5 or $6 tip. Bravo Tip or Pay is the most easiest way and the fastest way to tip or pay. So introduce everybody you know about the that has a smartphone. Tell them about the Bravo Tip or Pay app today at trybravo.com or through the banner on our website. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is a better way to, well, hell, pay.
Pay.
Pay. Pay me, pay, pay. All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. Whoa, 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 whoa. That popcorn was actually pretty good.
It was.
Lady K said off the Twitter that she would bring us some water if she could.
Oh, that would be good.
By the time she gets here, it'll be Monday.
Yeah.
But it'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, we got a fun-filled, packed show for you all today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show, where we are guaranteed to make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. Boys, this past Sunday was Mudder's Day.
It was.
Anything special happen on the Mudder's Day front?
What'd I do? I woke up and I made my wife breakfast.
Ah, so you remember that your wife is a mother as well.
She is, yep. And what did we do? We pierced my daughter's ears. We went somewhere to get them pierced.
Did you go to the same place, that little pixie little girl place that I went to get my ears pierced?
Probably not.
What is it called? Oh, what is the name of that store called in the mall?
Oh, Claire's.
Claire's. Did you take it to Claire's?
No, I went to a different jewelry shop.
I totally went to Claire's and got my ears pierced. And it was the most embarrassing thing. Because I went up to the Norterra area of Phoenix, which is like a high-fluential area. You know, lots of snobs, lots of people, you know, it's just me, you know, it's all about me. A lot of people up there like, I'm going to Claire's. I'm going to get my ears pierced. I walked in there and there's like Miley Cyrus stuff everywhere. Everything's pink.
I was going to ask you, did you get Frozen earrings?
Yeah, you know, everything's pink, you know, and I walked in there and I'm like, can you do everything but let it go when you pierce my ears? And what was embarrassing about it, not to trump your story, but you were fighting for stuff to say. The chair that you sit in to get your ears pierced is right at the window.
Oh, I've seen it before. I've passed by.
Yeah, so you're like fishbowled right there in front of everybody walking by. And you know me, I'm a man of larger carriage. I don't necessarily fit in that type of store. And then I got this little, you know, 90-pound wet girl standing there with this pink gun up to my ears putting earrings in.
So you were kind of like a caged animal at the zoo.
Yeah, and they were tagging me for the Arizona Federal Wildlife Federation.
Little girls are passing by. Mommy, what's wrong with that guy?
Mommy, there's a boogaloo wolf in the Miley Cyrus store. Or the Hannah Montana store. Anything else happened on your Mother's Day, Orly?
Nope, that was about it. Kept it simple.
Well, go there, Lip.
I stayed home.
That a boy. Well, my Mother's Day was pretty entertaining because, number one, I mentioned last week that I had thought that Mother's Day
you
gotten
had a
in
date.
The way. I did have a date
with the pavement.
not with the pavement. I had a. I planned a big weekend.
Who's vibrating? Somebody vibrating?
Oh, that's probably me.
Okay.
My phone's blowing up right now. I got a
distracted.
I got a little distracted because I was going to Twitter. I apologize. And you know, normally on a radio show when the host gets distracted, the co-host
someone else
talks.
Starts talking.
Well, we're kind of like, you know, the classroom where like they're like, okay, well, everybody, let's
this
wait.
This isn't a classroom. We're all teaching the class. This
you want to share that
classroom.
Text with everybody?
It's a text from a listener because I'm the only one that monitors the freaking Twitter account
here.
I can't
do two things at once or else I would.
Yeah, you get distracted. So I had the plans that I had made all these big plans to take little fella on a little road excursion this weekend and not realizing that it was Mother's Day. Well, we still got to do all of that, which was really cool. We got that all out the way, spent a lot of time together Friday, all day Saturday, and half of Sunday, and then he went to spend time with his mother. And then when he went to go see his mother, I went and saw Mama Blaze and spent Mother's Day with her. So it was a full weekend. I'm tired. A
lot of mothers.
Lots of mothers. And on the side note, it was a little difficult of a Mother's Day as well because it was the first Mother's Day without Grandma Oli and without or the second Mother's Day without Mama Vera. So it was a little bittersweet, but it was when I started feeling down, I just started firing off Mother's Day greetings to people that I thought could use a Mother's Day greeting. And it was very interesting, Orly, what I came across is like Listener Gail. I sent Listener Gail a Mother's Day greeting.
Okay.
And she replied back to me and she's like, you know what? This was such a great surprise because I was feeling like I needed to be uplifted at that moment. And here are your messages. So thank you. I was like, oh, cool.
You made somebody's day.
Yeah.
I sent a bunch out too. Hope they're not listening because I just kind of like, Happy Mother's Day.
You copy and paste it.
And then send it to like a bunch of people.
Yeah. And then I, of course, had to reach out to our dear sweet lady Kay and got hollered at her on Twitter. And let her know Happy Mother's Day, you know, from me. Y'all could have tweeted her yourself.
Could have.
But I did.
I didn't know she was a mother. Sorry.
What do you mean she didn't know she's a mother?
I didn't.
She's the mom.
She's the mom. Two children. Man.
Two adorable little Lady Ks and a little Lady M. Or not Lady M. Little fella M. I don't know if that's an M. If she's a Lady K and her daughter is a Princess K.
Prince K.
He's the Prince K.
There you go.
Prince K, Princess K, Lady K.
Three Ks.
Yeah. How come the prince and the princess outrang Lady?
You missed my joke.
I did miss your joke. I'm
Three
sorry.
Ks.
Oh, that's not right, Orly. Please send your complaints to littlefella at littlefellaradio.com.
Did you see all the Facebook posts? Happy Mother's Day. And then they tag like 75 people.
Yeah, like all of they must have been tagging their mother efforts.
Mothers.
Oh, that's a good one.
I tagged you in one. But my Mother's Day weekend actually got off to a really good start, except Enterprise Rent a Car tried to screw it up.
Oh.
Okay, so I
the
rented.
Infamous.
Weren't you hyping up their specials?
I was, because their special was $9.99 a day.
They forgot
all the add-ons, yeah.
But what I didn't realize, and it's my fault, even though I got a little flim-flammed at the end of the transaction, but it was my fault to begin with. I didn't read the fine print.
Oh.
It was $9.99 a day with 100-mile-a-day restriction.
Ooh. I thought it was unlimited.
Normally it is, but not for the $9.99. For the $9.99 special, weekend special, it's 100 miles a day.
Oh. So you pay every 100
and
miles?
Then after that, you pay mileage per
a decent price, or is it like a...
No, it's out there. It's like almost
it's like
dollar.
Going over your text messaging or something.
Yeah, it's
your
almost
internet,
like...
Your data.
Yeah, it's like using your U-Haul truck to go to the grocery store because they charge you per mile, and you just don't want to do that. So I was like, when I got to the Enterprise on Friday night to pick up the car, I was like, he broke this news to me. And, you know, I was like, that was my heart just like, no, I don't want to be restricted in your car. It's funny how that delayed. I don't want to be restricted in your car. How much is the unlimited? You're like, well, you're back up to the regular rental price at that point.
Which is like $60.
Right. Right. Wow. Which is like $40 a day. So I stood there in the Enterprise rental place just like debating whether or not, you know, to rent the car. And then as I was standing there, he's like, you know, the guy was like doing something on the computer because I literally did not read the fine print that said 100-mile limitation a day, which means 400 miles is a total amount that you could put on the car around through those 4 days. Well, I rent from an Enterprise location that's at least 50 miles from my house.
So it's 50 right there.
So by just getting home, I'm done. I'm done for the day. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have a rental car just sitting in my driveway not being driven. When you get in a rental car, all of a sudden, you got a whole lot of errands to run. I don't know. It just happens magically.
Yeah.
So I sit there and I'm hemming and I'm hawing and I'm thinking. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, man. I really don't want to pay more than this because it was a whole idea of, you know, just being a cheap weekend excursion in a nice little car. And so then the guy looks at, you know, because I'm a VIP, and he cuts me a deal.
You're a VIP?
I'm a VIP. He cuts me a deal on the car rental, which was cool, and then I went ahead and I took it. So I got unlimited miles. I didn't end up paying full price for it, but I also didn't end up paying the $9.99, but it was just a few dollars more, and I got the car, and that's, you know, how that all kind of worked out. Got the cars beat-cheeked out of there, went immediately to grab the little guy, and we came back to the house, and we just started the festivities. Just started hanging out at the house. We made the best dish I have ever put together in my life.
Oh,
you won't guess what it is.
Is it a dessert? Is this a food?
It's an entree. It's a food. It's a food.
Okay.
Lemon chicken.
It was not lemon chicken. I'm sorry that. Oh. I didn't mean to hit that.
Wow.
It was not lemon chicken. Close though. Close.
Was it a pasta?
It was not a pasta. I'm sorry. It was not a pasta. That dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up there, Lip. I'm sorry. Take a guess.
I'm going to say, you said close to chicken, so I'm going to say it's some type of chicken. I'm going to say chicken dumpling. No.
Is that a black thing?
Yeah.
I'm not really
black. It's all
fried
black.
Chicken.
It was
deep fried, double fried.
I do have the new deep fryer, and no, it was not deep fried chicken. You guys are going to slap yourselves in the face when you hear what it was.
It's an entree, you said, huh?
It's an entree.
Salad?
No, it wasn't a salad. It was a hot dish. I'll give you another hint. In the oven.
Hot dish in the
baked
oven.
Baked chicken.
It was not baked chicken. I'm sorry. It was not baked chicken.
Turkey.
No, I said you were close with the chicken.
Oh.
Oh, close with the chicken.
Yes, close with the chicken.
Chicken that goes in the oven.
It must have been like some kind of casserole.
Very good, Lip, but what kind of casserole?
Chicken casserole.
Chicken casserole, chicken enchilada.
Ooh.
Casserole. Oh. Chicken parm. I'm sorry, Lady K. That dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. Chicken enchilada casserole. And Orly, your wife would be very proud of me.
Spicy?
No, it was green chili, but I made, for the first time ever,
salsa.
I made the chicken. I made the enchilada sauce from scratch.
Ooh.
I had never done that before. I have made the enchilada sauce from scratch with a little help from Reed Drummond off the Food Network.
Well, you're still alive today, so.
It was thebomb.com. And here's the thing. The little guy had 3 servings.
Wow.
And then the next day, he went downstairs and had it for breakfast.
Wow.
And then when we went on our little trip, when we were halfway back to Phoenix, he said, I can't wait to get back to the house so I could have some more.
Those are the best meals that went to eat for days.
It was gone. And we made a huge pot. And of course, you know, as always, I take pictures of it. It was, I think I oversauced it just a little bit. I oversauced it. But I was surprised. I did the little happy dance that my enchilada sauce came out the way that it did because I didn't anticipate it to come out. Here's the picture right there. I'm passing my phone around with the picture on it. The chicken enchilada sauce.
It does look like a pretty big.
It was pretty big. And me and the.
How like thick is that tray that you have it in?
That's a
2-inch tray or?
Probably. I would say about 2.5-inch.
Or inch
foil tray. I bought the foil tray because I don't have a casserole dish.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was kind of late Friday night, because we went to the grocery store too to buy everything, it was kind of late Friday night. Or let me scrolling through my phone over there.
No,
I see you scrolling.
No, I'm.
You go find something that's going to change your life.
That light switch you've been looking
for. No!
I've been scrolling around to look at the different parts of it, just look at the corners.
It looks delicious.
Now I accidentally went off.
Oh, yeah. See, you're going to see.
I closed my eyes.
You're going to see a corner. Hand that back over to their lip because my arms aren't that long.
Probably a picture of
lip. It is
a picture of Lip with his underwear around his ankles.
It is. No, his underwear is on his head. I deleted that picture, by the way, Lip.
Thank you.
But it was so good. But I went and bought everything like throwaway.
That's good, though. You don't have to wash dishes.
I didn't want to wash dishes. But it was really, really, really delicious.
Well, thanks for saving us, though.
Yeah, no problem. Oh. Lady K says, scroll through the dirty pics orally.
Lady K.
The Twitter. But it was pretty good. So I went down and I saw my mom. And it was a pretty good visit. Pretty darn good visit, you know, just chilling with my mom, and she was in a really good mood, and to be 60 something years old, you know, she's just a bucket of fun, And so she, the first thing out of her mouth was, so what have you been saying on the show about me since you won't let me listen? I don't say anything about my mom. Well, I don't let her listen to the show.
While it's recording. Yeah, during the breaks, you nonstop.
Yeah, I cuss her from Genesis of Revelations, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the Dateland, Arizona trip before I get to the mom was the excursion of all excursions. Mm. We had the rental car. We went out to Dateland after we made the same. They put me in the worst possible rental car ever.
That's because they had to give you that deal.
They gave me that deal, and then they horned me on the car. Normally, when I go rent a car, orally, I get the Dodge Charger. I get the Chrysler 300. What other cars have I had?
I'm picturing you in some tiny car. Did they like get one that they had to like build around
they
you?
They put me in a Nissan Versa.
Wow.
I didn't drive this car. I put it on and took a walk. It was so small. The engine was so loud. The best thing about that car is that the AC was set on Arctic. Because we weren't driving for 10 minutes before I look over at AJ and he's got an icicle forming at the tip of his nose. That was it. It had no get up and go because it get up and went. It had no torque, nothing. Tires were smaller than a Matchbox car's tire. Of course. It was and then they have the nerve to put four doors on that little Tonker toy.
Yeah. No trunk.
No trunk. Nothing. And then the way that the Enterprise rental car lady sold me on it is she said that it's the best car mileage here that we can give you.
We should have said gas isn't expensive. I'm not worried about that.
I know gas is 17 cents a gallon right now, lady. I don't care about that. I'm just going on a little road trip or whatever. But I took the car anyway. Because if it was either that or I would have had to pay the upcharge and get to the bigger car, and it was just gonna be me and little fella, so I wasn't really worried about it. But I didn't realize at that time how the car had performed.
Now you know.
Now I know. So now I get this little putter, and you really have to put your foot through the floor to make it go.
You got to, like, put your arm through the firewall and actually pull on the throttle yourself.
Literally, you got to go down there and smack the little rats that are turning the wheels under the engine to make it go.
The little fella had to give you a little jump start by pushing it.
Yeah, he did. He had to take his batteries out of his remote control car, put them in that car so it'd go. So we get that little thing and we get out to Dateland, Arizona. Dateland, Arizona, for those of you that don't know, is about 40 miles outside of a city called Gila Bend, Arizona. Now, Gila Bend, I want you to imagine, is a horse's ass with the tail swinging in front of it and poop coming out of it that's made of grass. Yes. Cover that grass with some dirt, put a railroad track through it, and you got Gila Bend.
Is that a town?
It's called a town.
Because it's also like a casino or something, right?
No, Gila River is the casino. Oh, Gila Bend is, they are...
The bend that should never...
It should have never been. It's basically at a bend of the 8 into the 85 into the 8.
So it's kind of like the black sheep of the Gila family.
Pretty much. It's the armpit of the Arizona highway system. And here's the reason why. I've driven through Gila Bend 100,000 times. But what happens is that the 85 the speed limit on the 85 is 65 miles an hour. As soon as you get to Gila Bend, you literally have about a mile to go from 65 to 30. And once you pass that 30 mile an hour speed limit sign, there's always a Gila Bend sheriff's police deputy sitting right there. And that's how that city survives.
31 miles per hour. Woo!
31, you get pulled over. 32, you get pulled over. 33, you going to jail.
Good thing that car didn't have any power.
It didn't have any power. I mean, because I was getting lapped by, 25-wheeler trucks when I was driving down the 85.
As soon as you let go of the gas, the car just stopped.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the car stopped and pushed us out and then looked at us and said, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? So, but Gila Bend, that's how they base their money and their revenues off of speeding tickets. Literally. And if you get past that cop, there's going to be another one a couple of blocks later. Now, Gila Bend, the town itself is probably only 7 miles long.
Don't blink.
If you blink, you'll miss it. Well, you blink, you'll get pulled over because you'll end up going over 30 miles an hour.
You mash the pedal.
It's only 7 miles long. And then once you get through it, you're like right back in the desert. and you're back on the 8, and the speed limit jumps up to 75. And then it drops back down to 65 when you get into California.
So how was the weather in Dayton?
Perfect.
Wind, breeze?
Perfect. This weekend's weather was phenomenal.
Yes,
it was. It was 80 degrees. It was breezy. It was perfect. Me and little fella posed for pictures outside. Me outside in the sun. It was beautiful. A beautiful day to take a road trip.
So it wasn't like the triple digits today?
No. No. Today we are blazing hot. And
yes.
It was, yeah, today is not very comfortable, but it was gorgeous. Thank you very much. I'm glad we're up on a break because I was tired of doing all the talking.
Did you get your shake?
Yes.
We were listening to your story.
Well, you know,
I was waiting for the shake, though, since
we're teaching the class of the together. Story. We're teaching the class together. Sometimes it's like mud. It's like homogenized mud during the show.
So the moral of the story is you got some Arizona popcorn, your shake.
Thank you,
Arnie. And a crappy car.
But my mom was very happy, and we had a beautiful picture, and I'm not going to post it up on social media because nobody cares.
I do.
Unless I'm bitching about something on social media. So, all right, let's take a quick break here on the other side of this break. Hopefully the boys will join the show, and we'll have the weight loss show debate. For those of you that are here in Studio G, a debate is a back and forth.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Like a cowboy.
Young Guns.
All right, folks. We tell you all the time about this. It's the number one way we power this here show. And through Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com is the way that we do it. Amazon has everything you can possibly need. One thing I've discovered is Amazon's renewables. This is such a really cool feature of Amazon. My deodorant. I love the Dove spray deodorant, and that's what I wear, and it protects me all day. It's great. On Amazon, it's amazing. Here's the thing.
I don't like this spray stuff.
I went through the Amazon renewables, and you can set an estimated time for them to automatically send you a product, whether it's the Dove deodorant or whether it's soap.
So if you know you run out once a month, you set it to...
You renew it. You tell it to ship it every third of the month.
Nice.
Comes right to your door. Boom, bam. I do it with my deodorant. I'm going to set it up to do it with my paper towels because I go through a lot of paper towels. I'm going to set that up to come back on every other month.
You need toilet paper.
Toilet paper, too. You can set those items up, those little personal items up, and I do it. I mean, I ask myself, why would you shop anywhere else other than through Amazon? And everybody's doing it. Amazon sales are through the roof. Amazon CEO just sold off $500 million worth of shares because we're all buying everything. All we're asking you to do is to do that shopping through the Amazon portal on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's real easy. Just go to FatGuyRadioShow.com. Right at the top, there's a Shop Amazon button. There's an Amazon banner that rotates. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom because you like the way your mouse feels, there's a Shop Amazon button right there. Big, huge Amazon logo. Just click on that. Or you can shop many of the Amazon special deals that are featured on FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. And then if it couldn't get any easier, the Shop Now button on our cover Facebook page. Right there. Boom, bam, folks. We're hitting it all on all cylinders. All you got to do is click on it and shop away. And if you're a small business owner, we appreciate you supporting the show through our Amazon link. Every little bit counts. We get a very small sliver from Amazon, but with all of us together, that all adds up. So please do all your Amazon shopping through FatGuyRadioShow.com. facebook.com or through our Facebook cover photo. And we thank you in advance. Well, well, welcome back to the show. All right. So, Orly, you've been in the, I wouldn't say the weight loss chase.
Yeah.
You're not in big, you're not as big as in the weight loss chase as I am. I mean, I'm not actively trying to lose any weight. I care less at this point.
I like to work out, but then I like to eat a lot. So at least kind of like levels it out, you know?
Yeah, because you don't want to get, you know, too fat and frumpy, because then your beautiful wife will find her somebody that's a little more toned.
Exactly.
That's the only threat you have. I don't have that threat. But, you know, so you're kind of a little bit.
And you do have one threat, though.
What's the one threat I have?
Your heart could blow up.
My heart's going to blow up in any moment anyway.
Because you're eating all that popcorn.
If my heart's going to blow up because of the popcorn, if my heart's going to blow up because of the show, if my heart's
date shakes,
you know, it's going to, or chicken enchiladas.
They weren't gluten-free, right?
No, I had all the gluten in there. Sorry, Michelle Obama. But, Orly, you battled the Battle of the Bulge, right?
What was that?
The Battle of the Bulge.
What is that?
Weight loss.
Being big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant.
So clearly you're not. If you don't know what it means, you're clearly not. So there was this new discovery, and I kind of hinted at it last week on the show, about the weight loss shows, The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
It was proven that, you know, those people gain all that weight back.
Scientific fact or like some like...
Medical proof that the metabolism slows down so much that once they leave the show and they return to normal life, they cannot maintain the weight loss because they go back to eating even diet foods. Their body cannot even process it, and it just starts storing the fat back on. And a lot of them actually gain more weight than they had before they went on the show.
I say it's half true.
It's been proven.
Half. No, but they have somebody helping them every day, and then all of a sudden you lose that person. That's part of it too.
But that's been my argument about these shows all the time.
You used to think it was that?
Doug Engel, our announcer, who we hear at the top of every show, if I got a radio show.
Yes.
He's a big fan of Chris Powell.
Okay.
And Chris Powell was one of the trainers on The Biggest Loser, one of the main trainers on The Biggest Loser, and he's dreamy dreamboat. But my argument has always been, once you take those people out of that element of having the professional trainers, having the professional chefs, having the greatest food, having nothing else to do in their life but work out and lose weight, of course you're going to lose weight. But as soon as you remove them out of that element, all the weight's going to come back. That's been my argument. Now it's medically proven that's what's happening, because their body has been shocked so tremendously from losing weight that their metabolism has pretty much stopped, meaning that no food, no matter how little they eat, their body is going to retain it and hold on to it because it can't process it. That's been the proof that's been released.
So you say it's a mixture of that and not having the people going down your throat.
So the other option of the show when it comes to fat people is to do the whole surgery bit.
Yeah.
So now when you do the surgery, it's a rapid weight loss because you can't put any food in.
Yeah.
Because the lap band is on the thing, or they disattached your, you know, they take off like, you know, only leave like an ounce of your stomach, and they reroute that to your intestines, and food passes through, or you puke it up or something like that. All of that kind of weighs in. So with this new development of the weight loss shows destroying your metabolism, and then the surgery was used to be the bad guy, because if you go and have the surgery, you lose the weight so fast that your all skin is all hanging and you look like beef jerky.
Yeah.
Is it now better to have the surgery? Because when you have the surgery, yes, you lose the weight fast, but your metabolism isn't that affected as it would be if you go on these weight loss shows.
I think the surgery isn't for everybody. Like you said, some people look, I know plenty of people that had surgery.
Yeah.
And some of them look good. I think it depends on the age too. I know it sounds kind of bad, but like I know some ladies that were kind of older and had it, and they just looked bad.
Horrible.
They looked older, they looked like tired and just kind of, yeah, they were skinnier, but they looked so like, ugh. And this is like, they were kind of scary.
Their face gets all saggy. Yeah.
Their arms super saggy.
You wave, and then your arm waves back. I mean, it's a sad thing.
And then I had a couple buddies that were like in their 20s or something that had it, and I mean, they looked great. One of my buddies, and like, I think some people don't realize how serious, that's like a pretty hardcore surgery. Like, some people don't take it that serious.
It is.
I had a buddy drinking margaritas like 2 weeks after surgery. It was like, oh, I'm good. It was like getting sick and stuff.
One thing that I know, because I looked into it, you know, I mean, I'm a big guy. I mean, I love me. I love me some me. And I'm sexy as hell. But I have looked into it. And one thing with my medical insurance, I actually would have to go through a psychological evaluation.
Wow.
I would have to go work closely with a dietitian before they would even approve me to have the surgery. And the surgery is like $20,000.
Jeez. Mm.
And then guess what the copay would be?
$10,000.
$20.
I wish. $5,000. The copay is $5,000 for my insurance. And I have the healthcare coverage of a Sultan Prince, even though it don't get you nothing but a cup of water and a Tylenol these days. But I have pretty good health insurance compared to what other people are dealing with. I'm a little blessed in that form. But to do something because, yes, thank you, Lady K, because it is an elective surgery, they make you go through a whole lot of hoops to get it. But I'm starting to think that the surgery is better off now than trying to do like a weight loss show.
So would you do the surgery because, I mean, if you took that $5,000 and hired like a trainer and wanted to do it right, like I hear some people that say like, that's the lazy way out of it. Why? I mean, do you say
it's the lazy way out of it, but compared to the other option, of course, there's always diet and exercise. But one thing that has always been the weight debate is the mental aspect of being heavy.
Yeah.
It's not just the physical aspect. It's the mental aspect.
So not everybody can be skinny. Not everybody can be fat.
No. True. Like Philippius eats like a freaking horse.
And not doesn't, no more.
And well, not anymore. You know, that was before his ass fell out. But he eats like a horse.
So you might do these like psychiatric tests and say, you know what? You're not mentally stable enough to be skinny.
I already know I'm not mentally stable enough. Yeah. I am the most mentally unstable.
You'll be shocked because you'll be able to see your light switch and you'll be like, what the heck?
See, that's what I want. I want to have that Nutty Professor experience.
I don't think you'll look good skinny. Not to be mean, but I could see you walking through the door and being like,
I'll have to bring in my little stepbrother.
My
little stepbrother, Derek. He's a split image of me, but skinny. I'll have to bring him in.
But you're big bone, so.
I'm not big bone.
You're big bone with some extra skin around it.
No, I'm not big bone because even if you look at my fingers, I am not big bone.
True, you got girl hands.
I have piano hands because I'm a pianist.
Yeah.
You have a lot of penis in those hands.
I have a lot of penis. I've had very little penis in this hand. That's so hurtful. But, so, what's the debate? Is the TV show healthy? No. Is the weight loss surgery, that used to be the bad guy? Is it now healthy?
No.
I think people
might be healthier.
I don't think the TV show is a bad like person. I think people get so excited like it's finally my chance to do it because they can't do it. I lost a little bit of weight at time and it's tough. It's not
it is.
It's one of the toughest things ever and it's something keeping it off is the hardest part. And I see people run I'm a runner. I like to run. And I see people running and I'm like I give anybody props whether they're skinny or fat seeing them run cuz I'm like running's not easy to get up and do every day. It's hard work. So I think some people are it's so hard for them to lose their weight. And finally they have all this like, hey, we're going to bring this TV show and we're going to have people that show you how to eat. And they just jump on that bandwagon. They, you know what I mean? They get excited. Right. They do it. Not realizing that it's going to be a lot of mental thing during the show and after the show. Like it's going to be hard.
They have so many mental breakdowns on that show. But for people that are out there, I know there's a lot of people out there that listen to the show that are big. And I'm not saying that. I mean, I've always said, love yourself the way you love yourself. But for people that at one point, like I did, dreamed of maybe one day making it on one of those TV shows where you get to lose all the weight, that's shot in the eye. Or you get the person that necessarily hasn't dreamt about being on a show like that, but was like, okay, if they can do it on the TV, then I can. And then it's the mental aspect of saying, but wait, they all gained the weight back. Damn it, it's hopeless for me.
Does anybody stay thin? Like, is it possible to stay thin after that?
Out of the 10 people that article talked to, all of them had gained some weight back, but 9 out of 10 of them gained more weight than they had when they started.
Were they
the show.
Upset for doing it? Or were they still thankful?
What they were mad at, it was the fact that they didn't realize at the time that their metabolism on a molecular level was going to be so drastically affected. That's the whole shock about it. So now they have to work to get their metabolism back up. And like you said, if they're at an advanced age, your metabolism naturally starts to slow down. That's why you get the dad bods.
Yeah.
When you get over that 35, it's a slippery slope after that. And some of those people were over 35, 40 or mid 40s. So, but the people that want to lose the weight, I mean, it's...
Well, even like the ones with the surgery, like I watched some of those. What's the one with the real big people, like My 600-Pound Life or whatever?
Oh, see, those people, that's just nasty.
No, but they want the surgery, but the doctors make them lose like 100 or 200 pounds before, I think, to see if they're that serious about it.
Right.
And some of them like are hardcore about it, and some of them are like, they go to weigh them and they're like, you actually gained 20 pounds. Well, but why? I ate just McDonald's.
I only ate McDonald's four times a day. Here's the thing, though. The surgery doesn't affect your metabolism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It affects your body. Maybe it's just like the choosing the lesser of the two evils at this point.
Yeah.
It's such a weird debate. And it crossed my mind, and I really don't understand what would be the direction to go, because everybody can't mentally work out, get in a diet regimen, because a lot of people don't know how.
Yeah.
They just don't know how. You know, and this is the first time we've ever had like the weight debate on the show.
The great weight debate.
We've been on the air for 5 years, and we've never had the great weight debate on Fat Guy Radio Show like we are today. I mean, everybody can't lose weight as easily as Meghan Trainor. We can't do it that easy. We don't all have photoshopping professionals.
But she didn't like it, though.
What was she so upset about as I seamlessly transitioned, because I am a radio professional?
Well.
Thank you, Ruth Rose.
Wow.
I screwed up her name earlier. Rose. I'm sorry. It's Rose, right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Rose. I apologize. I'm honored, Rose, very quickly. I am honored that you friended me on the Book of Faces, and I've always looked up to other radio personalities that have been in the game for quite some time. So we'll be in contact, because I have something I want to talk to you about. All right. So what the heck is going on with Meghan Trainor, Orly?
Well, Miss Meghan Trainor, my favorite person out there. She's my favorite.
Yeah. Lady K said I am sexy.
She's all about that bass.
About that bass?
See how I did that?
No jump, no, treble?
She's a happy, one of those happy, chubby people.
Yeah.
And she happened to go and see her new video, mm-hmm, and saw that they made her a skinny person.
Oh. I found myself dreaming. There you go, Orly.
I get like hearts in my eyes when I hear the song.
I know. You're welling up over there, man. Calm down. It's just a song. Calm down.
No, so she wasn't happy with that. She was like, hey, what the hell? Why am I skinny? Because she's always sticking up for chubby.
So she did a music.
How to be.
She did a music video, and they.
They video edited her. Before the hips got, so it's real thin. Her top was thin.
Uh-huh.
And she knows, like, hey, that's not me. So she got pissed and called her people and were like, hey, what's going on? Why are they editing? Why are they making me skinnier than I am?
Sure.
When she's a proud.
And she's chubby. The one that had the All About the Bass song, right?
Yeah. Basically says, hey, I'm happy to be chubby and don't Photoshop me. And then they go and Photoshop her video.
But, okay. I read this story. I understand that she's the big girl powerhouse. I get that.
She's not even huge, though. It's not like she's...
No, she's not huge, but... I mean, she's not Kelly Clarkson. But here's the thing. Meghan Trainor, you are an entertainer, okay? The people that Photoshop that are the people that are probably paying you. So when you're in entertainment, that's just part of the gig, in a way. I understand... She's an advocate for the fat chicks. I understand that. But that's part of the gig, man.
Okay,
they're going to do that to you. Every photo, I've said it on the show. You never believe a photo. You never believe a video. Everything is manufactured. Right now, even in the studio, I appear on these cameras to be in the same room as you. But I could very well be in the middle of Iran doing this show. I could be in South Florida doing the show right now with a background behind me that appears to be the same as the one in the studio. No one ever knows that. You can't.
Exactly.
You can never believe a photo or a video. And half of me sees where Meghan Trainor's coming from, but the other half of me is like, it's just a stupid music video. Is that really going to be the end-all, be-all to her career?
No, but I think she just sticks up for, she's happy who she is and the fact that they went, I mean, so we have Fat Guy Radio Show.
Right.
If you, like, saw a picture that they made of you and you were, like, super skinny, I mean, they didn't make her super skinny, but you were totally skinny, you're probably going to be like, why?
Anthony did that to my new photo. I do not look like that in real life.
You're kind of buffing that picture.
I am. He cut my arms off the side to make me even look worse. Well, that was actually how the picture was taken. But I'm a little more skinnier. I got a little bit more neck. I got a little more of a jawline. I'm photoshopped. I don't look like that in person. People, when you come and find me in person, I do not look like that.
So she probably didn't care. She's probably more worried the fans are going to be like, why is she making herself skinny when she, you know what I mean?
But has she patterned herself to be Fat Girl Champion? Is that what her whole shtick is? Is that what, look at me, I'm Meghan Trainor. I wrote all about the bass and I had a really big fat gay guy wearing pink shorts in it. Is that the way that she patterns herself? Is she a fat champion?
I don't feel she like brags about it, but I think she's just saying, hey, yeah, I'm not super skinny and I'm not really worried about getting super skinny.
I see her point, but the other half, I there is no point.
But I see some of those people too. Some of those people like, what's her name? Or what's his name? The guy from Superbad. What was his name? Chubby guy?
Seth Rogen?
Seth?
No, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
He lost all that weight.
Yeah.
He was a funny fat guy. And now look at him. I haven't seen him really in anything, have you?
Yeah, he's not
You know
funny.
What I mean? Sometimes you need that. If that's your thing.
Hey,
then...
dude, that's all I got.
Yeah.
That's all I got is a funny fat guy. I mean, I tell jokes. That's what I do. And I talk out my ass. That's what I do. And I'm fat because I ain't got nothing else to offer.
So Meghan Trainor, stay fat. Meghan Trainor,
no, she needs to stop singing and start telling jokes. That'll fix it. If she stops singing and start telling jokes, then she can be as fat as she wants. Nobody photoshops you unless they're Anthony Frostow. Because Anthony Frostow photoshopped the hell out of me, but I may or may not have encouraged him to. All right, well, we're going to take a break here. And on the other side of this break, it is going to be the segment that is sweeping the nation, Trailer Talk. Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back.
I'm AJ, host of Little Fella Radio, and Sydney, my co-host, and I are gearing up for season 4 of our show, coming this summer to LILFellaRadio.com. Now, Fat Guy Radio Show is full of adult waka waka, but on LFR, you can expect a clean, wholesome, teen-friendly entertainment, because teens don't need fat guy entertainment in our lives, and we most certainly won't use words like fuck, shithead, motherfucker, and asshole. So turn your teens on to LFR on LILFellaRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Why am I the only one laughing at that promo?
You put fear in me.
How is that? What is fearful about that?
No, it was funny.
Again, why am I the only one? Oh, my God.
We were laughing. We were in shock.
That was not a laugh.
We weren't expecting it, though.
What is that?
Lips face? He was okay. Shocked.
I'm going to do this right now. BDB Radio Network, you can fire me if you want. I need somebody on this show that knows how to laugh. Send your resumes to info@BDB Radio Network. These two hacks could laugh if a comedian slipped up their ass. info@BDB Radio Network. I am
that was
tired.
Funny.
It was, no, you don't laugh.
That was funny.
No one laughs.
We look at each other and we giggle.
You look at each other and then you smirk.
Well, because we look at each other and we say, was that funny? And then if we think it is, then we kind of look back at
each other. Is that funny? You have to contemplate whether or not the bit was funny or not. No. You have no argument here.
Ha!
This portion of the show brought to you by Halo 6. Halo 6.
Pissing you off.
Halo 6, those guys love to laugh, man. You know what? They laugh all through Halo6.com. When they're sitting there vaping, they're sitting there laughing. When they're ordering their e-liquid through FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor, they're laughing every time they do it. You can laugh too. Hell, if you know how to laugh, you should be vaping while you're laughing. It doesn't hurt your throat. They would, Orly and Philippians would never know because they don't know how to laugh. Their laugh is internalized on a comedy talk show. Hello from Halo 6. That's Halo 6, a premium electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo 6 is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco e-cigs. I made the switch and it was easy. My choice e-liquid is Sub-Zero. And my module that I choose is a Triton tank system. I also own the G6 along with the reactor and
the
tracer. I gotta remember, it's behind
See,
me.
See, that was funny.
Yeah, yeah, because I messed up.
Do that more often.
Hey, my choice, Halo 6 through Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
I don't know where that came from. It just started making me laugh.
Info at bdbradionetwork.com. Send your resumes, please. All you're going to do is just sit in that chair over there and laugh. That's all you're going to do. Just laugh at me. Like David Letterman's warm-up guy used to say, if you're funny, he's funny. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Orly's here. Philippius is here.
We're here. We have a new listener tonight. Melissa.
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 Hey, Melissa, do you laugh?
My wife's coworker. She does laugh. She laughs at me all the time because I'm funny.
I wish that you would laugh.
I do laugh. Internally.
Where the hell is JRJP
from PJ?
PJ, what's his name?
Yeah, I asked him if he's listening. He said, yeah.
Where the hell is he? He didn't tweet us or nothing. Oh. Or we give him a little shout out. Make him
he's
all
probably
funny.
Laughing too hard.
He's,
he's laughing so hard he can't tweet.
Yeah, because everybody loves it when the fat guy melts down.
Yes.
It's been a while. I specifically before the show said, let's piss Corey off today.
Yeah, let's piss Corey off today. So let's do the one thing that he knows is going to get pissed. That's going to piss him off. We're not going to laugh. It's bad enough Philippius doesn't laugh. I didn't know that when you're going to come here, you're going to bring your as well. That's all he got. Maybe I don't expect it out of him.
Maybe it's a brown thing.
Little D. He laughs. He laughs. D-Tay laughs even when stuff ain't funny. I almost said something. Made you work.
Little D ain't all there, though.
You know, he's not.
He I kind of miss him. It's been a while.
No, you don't miss him.
Little D, if you're listening, I miss you.
No, he don't need to come back. He ain't right. Something wrong with that boy.
A lot of things wrong with that boy.
All right, let's go to the segment that's sweeping the nation because we're getting ready to wrap this up. And now watch, ladies and gentlemen. They'll start laughing. It's Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Oh, is it just me or does that sound really low?
It did sound low.
It did sound low. Lip, stop baby cradling those levels. I know you're not feeling good over there, but stop baby cradling them. You move those crappers up. If they go too hot, the compressor will take care of it. Okay? Thank you. Now he laughs. I hate
now
you.
I'm laughing at him.
Now you guys are laughing for no effing reason.
We're like the, like, my kids are young, but they're starting to, like, laugh in the back of the car. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? That's like us. We're like the, me and Flip, we're, yeah. Lip, we're like that.
That's perfect for radio. Just absolute perfect. Makes my job just swell. Trailer Talk. Ah, the trailers. We review the trailers because the trailers are free. The trailer this week is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Hard partying brothers Mike, played by Adam Devine, and Dave, played by Zac Efron, place an online ad to find the perfect dates for their sister's Hawaiian wedding. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Lip, what was your review of the trailer?
It was all right. Doesn't look too funny.
I feel like Lip records his same thing every week and just plays it.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was all right. Yeah, it was another movie.
Just another dumb movie, looks like.
Okay.
Not even worth watching.
All right. Well, there you go.
Let me get out my notes on my paper plate here.
All right, Orly, what was your take on Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates?
Well, the name of the movie sounds kind of stupid. I was kind of like, But no, I like Adam Devine. He's hilarious. I don't know if you ever watched Workaholics. So I was excited as soon as I saw that he was in the movie. And then Anna Kendrick, is that her name? She's pretty cool. She's in the movie. No, it looks like a cool movie. Basically, two guys that always, you know, always get in trouble, always doing something up to no good during the family events, need wedding dates for their sister's wedding. She wants them to actually bring some nice dates. So they go on a talk show to try to get some dates.
Was it the Wendy Williams show?
It was Wendy Williams.
Oh, my God. That guy is just absolutely a mess. Wendy Williams is a girl. Gravy. Gravy.
So anyways, some two chicks are watching and they see a reason to get some free trips to Hawaii. And they end up being, they're basically two crazy, trashy girls that are just as crazy as the two guys, but they play it off to be, you know, some smooth girls.
Yeah.
And from there it
All unfolds
and turns into craziness. And I will say, watch the trailer and listen for the part that says the souls meet where the holes meet, which was hilarious, and push pop.
Oh, we'll have this trailer up on our Facebook page as well.
And
thank
it's
you,
not
Orly.
Suitable for work.
No.
The trailer.
Yeah, not safe for work. My take on this, I did not laugh once.
You didn't? I actually laughed a lot during it. So this is our problem. I think Mike and Dave comedy's pretty funny. I'm just kidding.
I'm just back swimming. Back stroking.
Why didn't you laugh, Corey?
It wasn't a funny trailer.
None of it?
No. It is. This movie looks stupid. It looks ridiculously stupid. One extremely hot guy, Zac Efron, and one okay looking guy, Adam Devine. We are partiers and we just want to party, but our family needs us to do something and we don't want to mess it up, but we are going to mess it up. But then at the end, but at the end of the movie, something magically is going to happen and we're going to make everything all better again. It's the same storyline we have seen 100,000 times. Zac Efron, guess what, ladies? He takes his shirt off. Adam Devine in this movie, his character wants to be Zac Efron so bad. That's all that it is. He wants to be Zac Efron in this movie. It is vapid. The storyline sucks. And then I can tell you, spoiler alert, they do something to make the wedding go off without a hitch, even after they hit the bride in the face with an ATV. It's slapstick. It's stupid. And it's not funny. Here's my estimation. 1 week in the theaters and straight to Netflix. Mm-hmm. Not even two. 1 week in the theaters and straight to Netflix. And we'll be streaming this thing for free a week after it comes out.
One thing I will say about Adam, I feel they use his same character for everything he's been in so far.
Everything. And Zac Efron, put your shirt on. Okay, we get it.
High School Musical. He went from High School Musical to like all these
movies. And you're not that, he comes across so vapid in his personal interviews. We get it, Zac Efron. You're fine. Okay, that's great. Change your last name to Kardashian and just, you know, I mean, Jesus, come on. Do something artistic. Do something entertaining. We've seen this storyline so many times over. And there's going to be people that are going to go, I would be surprised if this movie cost them more than $10 million to make. And I would be even more surprised if it makes over $5 million opening weekend.
Next week, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find the most boring trailer ever, and you're going to love it, probably.
Hey, I've loved some of your trailers.
Because you've been Mr. Complainy, Complainy Pants.
No, not Mr. Trailers. Complainer, Complaining Pants. I'm just very critical of what Hollywood has been putting out. I'm not even going to see the new Ironing Board Man versus the Captain
Ironing Board Man.
Captain Flag Wearer, whatever the hell the name is. You know? And Lady K, you actually are right. No, it'll be a big hit because it's so stupid. You're right. Lady K is probably, she's 100% right. It's going to be a hit because it's so dumb and vapid. Hell, look at who we're about to get for president. All right, that's all we have for this trailer talk, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take a break. And when we get back, we've got one of the greatest Bitch of the Year nominees ever, right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Whoa. Are we doing that new bit next week, Orly?
Yeah, next week.
Okay.
Because I didn't know if Lib was going to be here tonight, so I don't want to put any more pressure on.
Yeah, we weren't sure we were going to have our producer finger because he hasn't been feeling very well, but he's trundling through today.
Let's talk about it real quick. We're going to do a weekly question. We don't even know what's going to be about. It might be something super random, super stupid. But
do you dig in your nose? Do you wear underwear? Do you eat your boogers?
Well, we want to interact, you know, get you guys' answers and then talk about them on air and give you guys some mentions and shout-outs.
We do. We want it to be way more interactive. We don't have live phones, so we have to kind of lean and depend on our social media interactions. That's why we do our live tweets And most of everybody that tweets in that isn't being offensive, you know, their tweets make it on the air. But yeah, I think it's going to be another great way to become a little bit more interactive until we can get, you know, live phones, which eventually we will have live phones on this show. But I think it's a great idea, really. So it'll be up on our social media page.
Yeah, we'll post it from there. We'll post it on, I'll probably post it on mine and share it on there or whatever. We'll post it. You'll see it. Follow, like the Fat Guy Radio Show page if you don't yet, and you'll see it on there.
All right, great. I'm looking forward to it. All right, folks, it's the second segment that's sweeping the nation, and where did the, oh, there it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bitch of the Year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that you can always vote for your favorite bitch of the year on fatguyradioshow.com/bitch. They're all listed there. First nominee for Bitch of the Year, two Bitch of the Year nominees, Benjamin Angus Middendorf.
Middendorf. Florida, hey, what do you know?
Hey, 25 of Orlando, Florida, was arrested after police responded to a 911 call from his home last Thursday. Benjamin and his two-year older sibling, Nicholas, got into a fight. A gun was involved. And Benjamin ended up shooting and killing his brother. What was the fight all about?
Peanut butter?
No, a cheeseburger.
Oh. Close
it was enough. It was unclear if Benjamin wanted a cheeseburger or not.
So he shot his brother
so
over
shot his brother over a cheeseburger. And it was all caught on the 911 tape.
McDonald's?
I don't know if it was McDonald's or not. That did not specify, but thank
and he
you.
Killed him.
Yeah, but thank you, Florida. Our second nominee is David J. Maloney.
Yeah, I know that guy.
49. You probably do once you hear this story. 49 years old of Escambia County. How would you say that? Escambia?
Escambia.
Escambia County, Florida is famous for a very well-known YouTube video. And we have the audio from the YouTube video here for you.
Believe it or not, I still sometimes get calls from people who think that they can convince me or pay me enough to represent them in a drunk driving context. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you drink and you drive and you hurt someone, don't call me. I'm not going to represent you. I'm not going to help you. If anything, I'm going to be the lawyer going after you.
So, David J. Maloney.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. And that's his YouTube video that says, don't call me if you get pulled over for a DUI.
So he hates drunk drivers.
He hates drunk drivers in Florida. Well, he was arrested and booked for DUI.
Yeah.
Blood alcohol level 2 times the legal limit in Florida County. And he is currently in jail, or actually he was in jail, post the $500 bail. And is out. So talk about your ironic turn of events.
I bet he won't defend himself.
No, he won't. And that has been this week's Bitch of the Year. All right, everybody. So Justin Bieber offends Prince fans.
Yes.
And then the tongue wagner,
Gene Simmons
offends the Prince fans by saying something about Prince's death.
Yep.
And then they both go out and apologize. Is it just me? And then Sinead O'Connor is in the news for claiming that Arsenio Hall is responsible for providing Prince.
I heard that.
Drugs. Here's the thing.
They're all using Prince.
Yeah. Except for Bieber. Bieber is the only one with a large enough star where he could do something that he doesn't need to use Prince's name. But we ain't heard nothing much from Gene Simmons, unless you're a diehard Kiss fan.
Or Family Jewels. Or
Family Jewels is off the air. Sinead O'Connor. Who I was in I was in the studio this weekend with a little fella, recording that promo that he cussed all through, and no, Lady K, he did not really say the words. And I said, "Have you heard about Sinead O'Connor?" He said, "Who?" I'm sorry, he's 15 now. He said, "Who?" Sinead O'Connor, Arsenio Hall, three celebrities that have not been relevant in God knows how many years.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor had that Nothing Compares song 25 years ago.
That wasn't even hers. It was Prince's song.
Was it for us?
It was. Prince wrote that song.
Did not know that.
No, he didn't write Nothing Compares to You. He wrote one of her big hits, and he never gave her full rights and ownership to it, so she's bitter old cow. And that's why she's throwing shade. Hey, look at that, throwing shade. She's throwing shade at Arsenio Hall and Prince, and then Arsenio Hall comes back into the news and says he's suing Sinead O'Connor for... Have we not forgotten that we've lost a legend here, and you guys are just trying to steal some spotlight from this? I mean, am I alone in this feeling? I mean,
I agree. I feel like no matter that way, you know, I mean, even though he died of drugs or they're saying, I mean, he was still,
that's what they're saying.
He still was a legend when it came to music. I could see if he like was molesting a child and got shot and killed during that, and they were like, that's a different story, you know what I mean? But the fact that he did drugs, I mean, a lot of artists do drugs. A lot of people go through things. A lot of people, still doesn't take away from his, what he was famous for.
No, and the thing is that he only gave us what we paid him for. It's the same argument that I have with Michael Jackson. The whole kid touching allegations and all this other crap like that, that should not have had such a large weight. The thing is that when you talk to people like AJ's age, 15, even 19 years old, the only thing that they know about Michael Jackson is the child molestation allegations.
He still never really was like guilty of that, right?
Never was found guilty.
He's Michael Jackson.
It was just another way of just, you know, I don't know, people just trying to tear him down. And I think that I think the media is slowly trying to do that same spin with Prince.
I mean, it's not that. I mean,
I watched probably about 10 minutes of CNN. The other week.
You could stand that much?
Yeah, I could stand. I could stomach that. I was surprised that they weren't talking about that thing that we don't talk about on the show anymore. But they had a segment with Anderson Cooper. Mm. And they were talking about some of the details that have come out. And it was all speculation. Speculation about why the doctor was dispatched from California to Prince's estate. Speculation about who actually found Prince in the elevator. Speculation about why his plane had to land. The guy on the phone, the 911 call didn't say it was Prince. The 911 call said, we have an unconscious man on the plane. Nobody knows if it was Prince. It's not proven that it was Prince. It's all speculation.
Exactly. And now if they did find out, like, what's it going to do now? Nothing.
Exactly. What's the point other than to tear down his legacy? And then you got some crackhead jailbird claiming that he's Prince's son. What? Hey, you know what? Right here, breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. I'm Prince's illegitimate son.
And I'm his son, too.
What about you, Orly?
MJ touched my butt.
There you go. You see what
I'm saying? Michael Jackson. If he was like, can I get a little touch? I'd probably be like, go ahead. Make it fast.
Yeah, Michael, you want to get this? Come on, get it. Ooh. You, Michael Jackson. Yeah. I won't tell nobody. It'll be a secret between me and you.
That was funny.
I hate you all. What did Lady K say off the Twitter there? Yeah, I'm not going to read that.
She's going to make you. She's
going to make me. It's sad how the only thing that's going to come out of this whole Prince thing is that we're going to have a ruined legacy. We're going to have a ruined legacy where people are not going to remember him for what he did and his music and how he transcended and changed the music industry. We're not going to remember any of that.
I think we will. I think after it blows all over, they're going to know. I mean, look at Kurt Cobain, Nirvana. Yeah, he killed himself. He did drugs before, blah, blah, blah. But look at him. When you think about it now, his music's still big. Like, you know what I mean?
I know, but most of his drama, because that just seems to be the thing that people draw to. And I had that whole rant last week on the show about social media. So I posted up something on my social media page and it was drama laden and everybody came out of the woodworks.
I noticed that.
Everybody came out of the woodworks.
Of course.
And of course, Lil D right at the helm, my little brother, doing shtick. Just do the show naked. You missed the entire point. My Facebook page is going to go away. I don't want to get back into it because it's just, it's ridiculous. Arsenio Hall, Sinead O'Connor, Gene Simmons, I think they're just using the platform. I really honestly think that they're using the platform. If they really want to make ways for themselves, you know, pose for a Calvin Klein upskirt ad. That's what I would do. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way to get something
nobody
done.
Nobody want
to
see that, Corey.
That's really messed up lip. Why?
Just telling the truth.
Are you sure?
I'm going to do research and talk about it next week. I bet you Sinead O'Connor, Arsenio Hall, and Gene Simmons all have projects going on right now.
That's probably very true. That's probably extremely true.
I'll find out.
In the middle of that research, can you also research how to laugh on a comedy talk show? All right, folks. My apologies to Justin Bieber.
Lip, say something. I'm going to laugh at you.
Hello, everyone.
I hate all of you. All right, folks. We won't be back next week. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just ran out of time. Justin, I apologize for that. Just stop saying crap about Prince and offending his fans. Today's show was brought to you by the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Download it now at trybravo.com or through the Bravo Tip or Pay banner on Fat Guy Radio Show. Available also in your iTunes and Google Play Store. Download it today and discover how easy it is to tip or pay. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with us, send me some laughter at FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or visit us on our social media page, like Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, the video portion of this show, where you can actually see the faces that I make at Orly and Philippius, are available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Have a business, product, or event? Advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog, just a daily extension of this show with laughter. Now featuring weekly emails right to your email. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe, afterthelevels.com. All from the mind of Corey Blaze. All right, for our executive producer.
Yes.
I didn't even say your name yet. Philippius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Ha ha.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, look at them and say, I know Ruth and Rose. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week if we're back. See you at the top. I hate you. Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now, the show is over, unfortunately.